Well, Carl, when you came to the arena, that was a touch of rock and roll about that. I bet you must have felt pretty good.
Well, as you said, it felt like a football stadium, you know. I mean, it has got that sort of atmosphere in there. It's absolutely rocking and rolling. There's a huge sea of Union Jacks out there as well, which is just everywhere you look, which is very exciting for us that so many people came to support us.
And when you look back over the week, you personally, have you felt your horse from almost like a standing start at the beginning of the year has exceeded every expectation?
Yeah, that is the exact words I'd use to describe it. He has exceeded mine, the owner's, everybody that knows him. He has exceeded all expectations. He's just been a complete and utter genius this week. I mean, how he's managed to cope, for starters, I mean, he's very green. So how he's managed to cope, how he's managed to be obedient, how he's managed to take in the noise and the atmosphere, because it's not like he is a particularly normal horse anyway. He's been very hot, you know, in his former years, and he's been, you know, we've had to really take our time with him.
And that's what, I suppose, non-dressage people sort of appreciate, the noise coming into this arena. I mean, it did, as you quite rightly say, feel football-like in its intensity for an inexperienced horse. Is it hard to deal with?
Really hard, and I must say, on the in the Grand Prix, when I went in, and we only had half the amount of people. It's completely full today. We had half the amount of people probably for the Grand Prix, or two-thirds full. So the noise was still very loud, and I had an absolute heart palpitation going around. I thought, this horse is not going to manage, but he's been perfect.
So you're clutching another silver medal, medal, but where does the future lie for this horse? Because if you've exceeded expectations, presumably you'd be thinking even bigger and better.
Well, why not? I mean, you know, half of it, to be honest, it really is the work ethic, and the horse has the work ethic of a gold medalist. He wants to do the job, and he never wants to have a day off. He always, I mean, he's like this every day. He really is like an absolute worker, and you know, that's more than half the battle, because I can teach him things, because he wants to learn everything, and he wants to do what I say. I mean, he has tried all week to do everything I said with hardly any mistakes.
And putting into context what British dressage is continuing to achieve, you think a few years ago, you know, thoughts of medals were wild. Are you still in sort of fantasy land of what the sport, and with three in the Grand, in this freestyle final as well, it's on a different level?
Well, I mean, the great thing is that, you know, the World Games 4 years ago was a different team, you know, a totally different team. And here we are, you know, 4 years later, still winning a silver medal with several new members, well, three new members. And that shows that we are actually getting the hang of it, and we are hanging on in there with new riders, new horses, more people, and that's what we need. We need more riders learning to train their horses, and you know, those partnerships are the ones that you see at the top, you know, those ones that have come up together, I feel. So that's really, it's really great depth that, you know, the team can change and we're still winning medals.